Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe family will get better. I believe God will
already done. Already done. Pre-approved your point. Gotta believe it. He's a healer. Yes, sir.
I will survive.
You'll make it.
Shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. Fire, take it up.
Get back. About you guys' future, it's already done. All you doing is confirming what's in your spirit that God have already answered the prayer. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. It is such an honor to have each and every one of you all today. I thank God this is a thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, no matter what it is, give God thanks. Mm-hmm. But this is his will. So, hey, brother and sister, we're going to do the will of God today. We're going to give him thanks for whatever it is that you want to thank God for, please feel more free. Because I want to tell you, I was thinking, well, Lord, you know what? It's just a beautiful thing when they can thank you for the word. He said, don't worry about that. Because everybody don't love the word like you love it. So that's why you thankful for. See, people are thankful for what they love. But, hey, whatever it is that you've been blessed with or blessed by, give thanks. Hallelujah. But, hey, we're going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And after that, it's going to be open up for anyone that want to just give thanks for whatever. Hallelujah. Past, present, and future.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. I tell you, the words to that song really, really touched my spirit because he said, I believe it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. And then he said, God is a healer.
Yeah.
And I believe that he is able. And I believe things are going to get better.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we will survive. You know, that is just a beautiful message within that song. So thank you again, Pastor. Amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 8. And I'll be reading it from the New Translation. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Amen, amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We want to give you thanks, Father God. We're thanking you for this day. Most of all, Father God, we're thanking you for your word, Father God. Lord, we're thankful for our pastor who teaches the word of God. We're thankful for the listeners that call in and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we are just truly thankful, Father God, that you gave us another day that we can praise your name and we can be thankful for all that you are doing and opening up our hearts to your word, Father God. Lord, we just bind up anything and everything to try to hinder us from drawing closer to you, to try to hinder us that keeps us from your word, Father God. But Lord, we just want to say thank you because we know that your word teaches us to be faithful because you're faithful. And Father God, bless each and every one on this call, those listening by internet, Father God, whatever they're going through, Father God, we know you're a way maker. For the scripture says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And so we're going to stand on your word, Father God.
Yes,
Lord, bless
yes.
those that us to keep them in prayer. Those that are sick and shut in, Father God, we're praying for Minister Robinson, ask that you will continue to keep him, Father God, and you'll keep in care. We ask that you will be with those who are bereaved, Father God, and those that are going through. May they have perfect peace, Father God, as they go through a time such as this, Father God. Be with each and every one, Father God, that may be going through a struggle in their life. We know you're going to work it out for them as long as they continue to trust in you. So, Lord, we thanking you for this day, thanking you for everything, Father God. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for the beautiful prayer.
God bless.
Okay, the gates are open. Hallelujah. Anyone would like to have something you're thankful for, this is the time right now, bless God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm thankful for the scriptures, Pastor, the scriptures we've been teaching on. And our last one was telling us to put on the whole armor of God over there in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse, because we have to have the whole armor of God on because we're in a battle. And I don't know if people realize that we're in a battle, but we're in a battle. And so I'd like to read Ephesians 6, and verses 10 through, it goes down to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I like that. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That means no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then it tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. Can I say that again? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. So I really like this scripture because it's telling us that we need to have the whole armor of God on, and then it gives us what we need to be wearing. And so if we're not in God's word, then we are undressed, because it tells us that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So I'm just thankful for this scripture. Actually, I'm thankful for all the scriptures because I'm always learning. And so we have to keep an open mind so that we can hear the Spirit of the Lord as he speaks through pastors. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
We'll put you back on that in a minute. Anyone else like to be thankful for something? For a word, for the scripture, for something God done did for you. It is Thankful Thursday.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, look here, brothers and sisters. There's so many things I'm thankful for, but I wanted to tell you.
Get down, girl.
Uh-oh. Oh. Go ahead, Evangelist. That's Evangelist.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just want to be thankful for waking up, seeing another day. Because he didn't have to, but he did. And I thank him. Thank him for his grace and his mercy, keeping us from danger seen. Danger seen and unseen. Yes. Just thank him for all his many blessings. Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless.
I want to bless everybody on here today. You're getting ready to get a blessing right now. Know it or not, you are. Because over in Romans, I'm going to have Pastor define it, in Romans 8 and 31, I want this scripture to become alive to you. It is awesome what God would do with his word if you just listen to him. In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and the 31st verse. But let me set it up first, because I want you to hear with your spirit. Because God told me to tell you who gonna beat him up. Who gonna outshine him? What situation gonna be bigger than God?
All right.
nothing bigger. I don't care about the sickness. I don't care about the disease. I don't care about your marital status. There is no situation bigger than God. None. Don't care what it is. Don't care what the doctor said. Don't care what family member said. God told me to tell you that he got you. I said, well, Lord, I got to tell him. I got to show him a scripture. I got to show him the word, Lord. So go to Romans 8 and 31. So if y'all go to Romans 8:31. Now, y'all listen to this now with your spirit. Because God is for you. See, you already just got blessed right there. I said, God is for you. The devil's been telling all these lies. Well, he ain't going to do this because of this. He ain't going to do that because of this. Now, God said, tell him, I'm for you. I'm for you. I'm for you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Romans 8:31 from the King James. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen.
So if God is for us, I want to know who against you. God got you. Who's against you? Doesn't matter. Does not matter where you are if God is with you.
Yeah.
He who is for you is a million times greater than who can be against you. Can you imagine?
Thank you, Lord.
If by the grace of God we could only see that the blessings of God, that his divine power come to us with such sweetness. He'll whisper in your ear and say, I'm with you. No, don't worry about it. Your big brother got you. I got you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I like to look back. He said, be still, my child.
Yeah.
All is well. All is well. Woo! Hallelujah. All is well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And see the salvation of the Lord. Man, can you imagine what Moses then was dealing with when Moses made that affirmation? He declared and decreed. Hey, God is with us. Don't worry about that. See, the last thing you need to do is worry about what your eyes see.
All right. Say that.
I really want to preach. I'm going to tell you right now. I just going to be honest with you guys. This is the kind of stuff that make me want to preach. When the Lord just showed me your eyes and got you trapped. See, those people, some of them were looking at that water, all that water. They can't drink that much. They can't swim that much. They ain't seen that much kind of water in all their life. And most of them, we finna cross it. Close your eyes. Don't worry about the storm. Jesus is getting ready to rebuke that thing. He's going to rebuke the devourer.
Come on,
so just
now.
Tell me, what would happen if we learned the secret of asking once, then believe?
Asking
for bread, and then start setting the table. Just ask him one time, and then start getting things ready.
Amen.
Can you imagine what an adventure that would be? If we could come to a place where we know that everything is within reach of us. God wants us to see that every obstacle can be removed. That's what God wants us. See, that's why I'm thankful today, brothers and sisters. Because God brings us into a place where the difficulties are. Where the precious is. Where the hardcore is. Where everything is difficult, that you should know that there is no possibility on the human side. And then all of a sudden you hear that scripture says, but God.
God must
do it. Because if God don't do it, it won't get done.
Amen.
Let me say that one more time. I said, if God don't. See, when you get to that place, well, you don't see no way out through the optical nerve, then you have to say, God must do it.
Yeah.
Because if he don't do it, it won't get done.
Amen.
See, these other places are in God's plan. And believe me, it's in God's plan for you. God allows trials and difficulties and temptation and perplex things to come along our path. He allows this. And then he tells us over there in Ephesians, say, be strong in the Lord.
Yeah. Come on
and
now.
And in the power of his might. Then you go and you grab a scripture because you want to be strong in the Lord. Then you start confessing who God say you are. See, that's when you're strong in the Lord, because you realize, you know, the word of God say, I'm a member of the body of Christ. The word of God say, I've been reconciled. The word of God says, see, you're in his power now. You're operating in his stuff. Be strong in the power of the Lord. See, you said the word of God says, I'm a partaker of a divine nature.
Hallelujah.
Then you can get like Beasley if you want to and say, you know, the scripture says in Deuteronomy 32 and 10, I am my father's apple in his eye. In other words, God sees me as his product. I'm the apple of his eye. God keeps his eyes on me.
That's right.
He got his eyes on me. So you better not mess with me, Satan.
Amen.
God will rebuke you.
That's right. Amen.
And then you throw your identification on him. And then you say, ha, I go place you can't go, Satan. I'm a citizen of the heaven. And guess what? I'm seated in Christ. You can't go there, Satan. Can't go there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, when you're strong in the Lord, you tell the enemy, hey, I mean, and sometimes you got to tell yourself, brothers and sisters, that you're part of a chosen race. You're part of a chosen generation.
Yeah.
And while I'm telling you this, Satan, I want you to know that you are my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't no good things in you, because I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yeah. Amen.
Look no further than the cross, Satan. Look no further than the cross. Jesus did. You want to know how it was paid? Jesus paid it.
Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
No, don't get me in there. Let me see if anybody else, press one. We'll let you in here and be thankful for whatever. You thankful for something, just press one and we'll let you in. But I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Is it these difficult times that, see, I'm thankful for good, bad, and the ugly.
Amen. Amen.
Brother and sister, let me tell you what. God showed me a scripture over there in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. 10 and 13. Now, I just told you, God told me that he on my side. He's for me. I don't care if my neighbors don't like it. And matter of fact, and I don't mean no harm by this, brothers and sisters, but I'm unapologetic. I'm not apologizing. I don't care if you don't like what God's doing for me. I really don't care. I mean, I like you and everything, but I don't care. God blessed me. He blessed me. He shined his light on me. And so, tell me something different. Why should I? When God already told me that if he for me, who going to be against me? So I feel like if you ain't for me, then you're against me. I mean, I heard Jesus say that too one day. I heard him say it.
All right.
He said, now, they ain't for us, they're against you. I mean, real plain. Either there's no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, 90-10. Either you for me or you are not.
All right.
Either you for the Lord or you are not. And the Lord made it real plain to me over there in Romans 8:31.
Amen.
He said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? He for me. I'm just a little spoiled brat. Call me what you want to call me. I cry, I run to my daddy, tell him. That's what I do.
Now.
That's who I am. Ooh, in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, would you read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
See, you don't have to, the way out, you don't even have to worry about it. God said, I already got you. Boom, I just opened another door. Boom, I just opened another door.
Hallelujah.
It is God who can bring you through. You need to say that.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be your confession, man. It is God who's going to bring me through. It's God.
Amen.
And what about you?
Yeah.
That's why Satan can't touch us. He can't touch us.
Hallelujah.
See, many believers come to me and want me to pray for their nervous system and guarantee there is not a person in the whole world who could be nervous the way this lady was. But then I read 1 John 4. He said, believe it that God loves you. So I tell them real quick, God loves you. He got your back. God expresses his love. See, when you begin to pour out love, y'all better get ready for this. When you begin to pour out love, you gonna reap love. God don't have a choice in the matter. If you sow love, you got to reap love. Because that works on the other way too. Now you sow discord, that's what you're gonna do.
Amen.
It's easy, brother and sister. If you sow hate, you're going to get it. Just sow love.
Amen.
Just go on and sow it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to another place in my life to know ain't nothing better to sow than love. And watch it work.
Amen.
Watch it
Hallelujah.
Work. Just like Hallelujah. One out there dropping a seed in the ground. Watch it going to grow. You know it's going to grow. You water that bad boy, get a little sun, it's going to grow.
Hallelujah.
Nothing in hell can stop it from growing.
Amen.
So you start seeing love and watch love come back.
Yeah.
See, you pour out love out of your heart, it's coming back.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Amen.
I'm going to leave y'all with a thought on today. Perfect love means that Jesus have taken hold of your intention, your desires, your thoughts. And he has purified everything. And you have nothing to worry about. I mean, absolutely nothing. So my thought for today, perfect love casts out all fear. You don't have anything to fear.
Amen. Praise God.
Ask and you shall receive, that his joy may be filled in you. See, God wants his joy to be filled in us, too. Remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, say that.
To answer God's will is to be thankful, man.
Yes. Amen. Yesterday.
And when you do that, let me tell you what, when you are thankful for God, God going to tell everybody how thankful he is of you.
He
going to confirm it. Because you got to reap what you sow. If that's what you sow, that's what you're going to reap.
Yeah.
Like Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Keep your vision so you don't die.
Yes. Amen.
Keep the same vision God got, and that's the vision of love.
Amen.
Anyone else want to chime in before we leave? Hallelujah. Press 1.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Well, I want to thank those that spoke today, and thank you for the encouraging word. And you know what? That's probably what I'm asking God to do. Let me encourage somebody every day. We may have a segment where we just encourage one another. Because as these days get closer, man, we got to encourage each other.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's a beautiful thing when you can encourage yourself. But then your fellow man need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister need to know.
Be encouraged. Mm-hmm.
Know that he is able.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make me go to Daniel 3:17. See, I ain't praying with Satan. God delivered people out of fiery furnace. So I don't know what he's talking about. You can't be delivered out of that situation. He sure enough better go read the scripture. God did it.
Yes, he did.
He did it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he'll do it with you, too. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. You can be in a fiery furnace. He's going to get you out of it.
That's right.
I'm going to tell y'all this. David said, if I make my bed in hell, God's coming to get me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell people, I said, if I fell in a cesspool, God's going to come and get me, and when he get through with me, I'm going to smell like a bed of roses.
All right.
I hope that ain't too deep for y'all.
Hallelujah.
The world may have another way of saying it, but I'm telling you, God's going to come and get you. And when he gets you, before he gets you out of there, on your way out, you're going to transition to a clean person.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, see, because the devil can't stay there. He don't have no place in you, period. He can't nothing be left on you from him. He washes you. He washes you with his blood.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what,